What's up, everybody? Thanks for being with us here. It's the Jock Market NBA show for what is a middling nine-game slate tonight, you might say. It's not robust. It's not small. It's just, you know, it's like the class of Osimo host status. You know, it's me, basically. Just right kind of in the middle. You know, not too great, not too terrible. Just kind of right smack in the middle. And we're going to call Jeff Ulrich right there as far as the analysts as well. It's good to be here with you, obviously, for the next half hour or so. Brought in Moose here in December by a little bit of holiday theme music. Tis the season.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's December 1st. I mean, the months just meld together for me these days with like five sports going on. But hey, we're 1 month away from 2021. Ending.
Nope. And 20. Then, oh, okay, I thought you were going to say we're almost in 2021. So I know that the pandemic has really screwed up your calendar, my friend.
I mean, again, it doesn't really matter because we're just, you know, there's multiple things I'm sure to worry about in 2022. So, you know,
sure. Can't wait. It's going to be great. Before we start, obviously, we want to remind you again. It's Jock Market Show, and so we're going to, you know, talk about everything that's relevant tonight with regard to injuries and things you should watch for. But remember, it's a little bit different because there's the in-game aspect of all this, the stock market theme of it all, if you will, where, you know, you're treating all these players not like typical DFS assets where it's, you know, you lock them in and sort of set it and forget it and you're done, unless you get into late swaps with, you know, whatever format you're playing. With Jock Market, obviously, there's the in-game element of deciding, okay, is this guy a guy that I want to buy more shares in? Do I want to sell shares? Somebody gets hurt. I want some, you know, a little piece of somebody else as he's going to step up tonight. So just sort of painting this thing, Jeff, with a broad brush for the people out there watching. Before we go nitty gritty game by game and all the key injuries and everything like that, is there anything overarching you're watching for tonight?
You know, nothing like huge. I mean, a lot of the injury news, I mean, again, like I mentioned this to you off the top, like the Miami situation, I guess, is one we have to keep an eye on, but I'm not sure how much interest I have in there anyways. I mean, we've got a game with like a 206 over under anyways, you know, two slower paced teams. Like, I'm not sure you need to, you know, adjust your share allocation just based on the Miami Heat or anything like that. There might be some opportunity, but I think the bigger thing is just looking at the situation of these studs that we have on the slate and deciding which one you may want to allocate in. Maybe you want to allocate all your money into them, but definitely have a couple guys up top tonight who look to be pretty tasty in terms of A, their projections and, you know, just B, their overall matchups.
So I'm with you, obviously, on that Miami game. It's we've got Miami at home against the Cavs. Cavs won their last two. Miami with a 6-2 home record at this point. Miami's been pretty good. But whereas Cleveland, you know, we know that Wade and Osman, they're not going to play. The Miami side, it really is. It's sort of, you know, sucks for us to paint it this way. But, you know, as we sit here, what, 6+ hours away from lock at this point, It's sort of a guessing game. If you wanted to buy shares early and look at the Jock Market pricing and Jock Market projections on the Osmo website and all of that that's out there, because as you alluded to, so Tyler Hero is probable. Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler, they're both questionable. Of course, we know Victor Oladipo and Morris aren't going to play in this game, but still, I mean, you've got three key players, you know, starting caliber players, robust usage players that are going to be, you know, maybe game time decisions, or at least for the next little while. We don't exactly know what direction that's going to go in. So is there anyone from a Jock Market perspective that you're sort of keeping an eye on in that game right now?
I mean, I think Tyler Hero would be, again, if Butler ends up missing, I mean, I don't have a problem like targeting Tyler Hero, I guess, but realistically, like, it's a 9-game slate. You know, and again, I'm like, I don't want to waste too much time on this because us talking about it, like all this news could change like in 5 hours. But, you know, you could think about like, you know, maybe Butler does get activated. I think that's the other thing to consider. We're kind of assuming these guys are going to miss, but let's say Butler ends up playing. I mean, it's a pretty good spot against Cleveland, right? Like the it's not a huge over under, but Jimmy Butler, when he does tend to play, he just plays all the minutes. So I could get him for really cheap, I think, in the IPOs, like, or maybe even in-game or something. So that's the only, I think that's really the way I'm just looking at this game. You know, you don't want to go out of your way to grab someone, but if Butler is activated last minute, some people might miss the news and might just not be that interested. So that's the one guy, I think that's the really key play there is obviously Jimmy Butler.
So looking at who's available tonight, again, a 9-game slate. And again, we say this all the time. We have to really harp on this so early in the day, so far out from lock, because especially, you know, still in the COVID era with health and safety protocols and guys slipping into that not long before tip off, it happens. And so, you know, value and whatnot, it's going to emerge, starters change, all of that stuff. But as we know things right now, that is the key, obviously. Your studs that are available tonight, okay? There's Nick Jokic, there's Giannis Antetokounmpo, there's Luka Doncic, there's Paul George, there's LaMelo Ball, Jimmy Butler, obviously, if he plays, Joel Embiid, Trae Young, Jason Tatum, Karl-Anthony Towns, Bradley Beal, Christian Wood, Domantas Sabonis, then you kind of get into another tier. But all of these guys that I'm mentioning, I rattle them off for this reason. None of them are in a great spot tonight. I mean, none of them, not a one do you look at and say, you know, man, this is a huge value opportunity for this guy tonight in terms of, you know, taking advantage of low pricing and this guy's going to blow up. Of course, that could change again, based on guys that get ruled out, you know, between now and lock. But right now, I mean, do you disagree with any of that? Or are there any of these studs that you really do like?
So I think as a whole, you're probably correct. I think the most interesting play of the ones you mentioned is Giannis. Again, like you've got a game there with like a clear, I mean, it's the biggest game total on the slate at 230 mm-hmm. by like 13 points here. And I mean, where we have Giannis projected is right up there with Jokic, against obviously like a weaker Orlando team. So yep. That's pretty interesting. I mean, these two in terms of fair IPO price, but even just overall projections really close. Yet you look at like the fair value on Jock market here and Giannis is like, you know, $4 less than Nikola Jokic tonight. So, you know, we have Giannis as the guy you kind of might want to be targeting there among the top two. I mean, I love the spot for Jokic too. He is the Denver offense and Denver is super banged up, right? So you can make the argument like both these guys are in good spots and it's not like down on Jokic to the projections on Osmo either, but it's clearly there's a gap there between Giannis is being offered at and the projections. So I think that's the most interesting spot for the top guys. You're right in saying like the rest of them underneath. I mean, you know, again, like Luka Doncic, I mean, it's fine. Like, I mean, we have him projected pretty much like, you know, just as a, like a neutral play, I guess you could say tonight. That would probably be the other guy I have more interest in, but it's one of those nights where those sort of like second tier, just under the elite plays, you know, you don't really know. I mean, I don't really have a ton of interest in a lot of players. I know I mentioned Jimmy Butler, if he plays, that could just be a guy you end up grabbing for cheap because the IPOs go. And I mean, that's always something to think about, right? I mean, when you're bidding on some of these guys, you have to think who's got the lowest sentiment. And it might just be one of those nights where, you know, maybe Butler, you grab at low sentiment, maybe a guy like Jason Tatum, I don't actually mm-hmm. hate tonight either. Maybe grab some of those guys at low sentiment, but I really do feel like, you know, I mean, you're probably going to want it. This is a night where you like want to pay up for one of Jokic or Antetokounmpo because they're both in really good spots. And I feel like one of them, very, very good shot, one of them ends up as like the high score.
Of course, the way this works for Jock market leading up to the start of the first game, you can bid on players that you're interested in, obviously acquiring on the open market. All of the great information, the tools are available to you on the Osmo website, of course, with subscription. We encourage that you take advantage and get that. But if there's a player you consider to be a favorite to finish among the top of the rankings, you can invest as much or as little as you want, you know, from $1 all the way up to $25. So make speculative bids for shares of the backups that you believe will make an impact as well. Some of those value guys that we'll get into in a little bit, but keeping going with what you're talking about with the studs here, I guess for Miami, certainly Jimmy Butler becomes that much more appealing if we find out, you know, Bam Adebayo isn't going to play, let's say, you know, that's certainly going to impact him. Jason Tatum, same deal. As far as this Celtics game tonight, sees are at home against the Sixers, and Sixers are fully healthy, so you don't have to worry about any potential injuries on that side or guys getting ruled out barring something very, very last minute. But as far as the injury report, Celtics, that's another team with question marks, and, you know, really directly related to Jason Tatum, because while Robert Williams is probable to return from his illness, and he's certainly an impactful guy, Dennis Schroeder is probable to play in this one as well. Jaylen Brown is questionable. If Jaylen Brown does not play, as we know, I mean, that really opens up things for Jason Tatum. I guess one concern for Tatum is that this guy has just shot miserably this year all the way through. I mean, he is having a really down season by his standards. And so, you know, I don't know if it's, if it's at a point where, just looking at his pricing right now, it's, you know, it's so low, you feel like you could take advantage. Jason Tatum is priced at $8.07 is fair value, projected for about 40 points. That's on the Jock Market site. So what's your view there?
Yeah, I mean, I like buying low on players in this spot. I like doing this in like every sport. You know, in hockey, you get guys who haven't scored for a bit, but their long-term shooting percentage is below where they're at in a short-term perspective. It's the same with Jason Tatum. I mean, you know, he's made 4 3-pointers in his last like 22 attempts. I mean, it's not something that's going to last, you know, like eventually that'll turn for him. And, you know, I think this spot against Philly is fine. I mean, they are back to full strength, but like, this is a team that still kind of working through their rotation. I mean, if Brown sits, I mean, I think this is a good spot to really get in on Tatum. And I don't think, like, again, it's not a spot where I think people are going to be jumping out of their seats to like grab a piece of them either. So, you know, we have them projected again. It's kind of like kind of just as a neutral play, but a lot of the players tonight outside of like Giannis and a couple other players we'll mention are kind of in the same boat. I just feel like with Jaylen Brown out, you know, the opportunity for Tatum is there. I mean, if he does have a good shooting night, like we have seen what this guy can do, he's put up, you know, when he has shot well, like, and this was like a couple of weeks ago, he had like 3 third place finishes. I mean, that's the kind of thing Jason Tatum is capable of. So his upside is still there. I think you just got to bet on, like, you know, you're going to see a couple positive regression games at the very least from him at some point. I kind of like him as a mid-tier target today. Although again, it's a little bit of a tepid one because again, it's just not really a night where you can just, I feel super confident about saying anyone in that kind of range.
Some news just to share, doesn't impact tonight's slate because the Bulls are not involved, but it is just worth passing along for the future, obviously. Kobe White is tested positive for the coronavirus. That's according to the team. So obviously a guy that's going to be placed in health and safety protocols, not going to play for you know, a little bit here. But continuing on, obviously, if you're watching along on the Osmo YouTube page or obviously on Twitter, we appreciate you. Any questions, thoughts, comments, concerns, you want to, you know, razz us a little bit, whatever it is that's on your mind, don't hesitate. But obviously, if you're watching along on the YouTube page, hit the like, hit the subscribe button. We do greatly appreciate it. And also, it's how we tell people that you want us to keep coming back. It's for ego, really. So hit the like, hit the subscribe button. We do appreciate that. I going back to something you were talking about before, that Nuggets Magic game, as opposed to obviously the Bulls and Bucks and Hornets game, right. You know, I'm with you. If, you know, I'm not necessarily as sold as you are on Giannis tonight. That being said, if I'm choosing between Giannis and Joker, there's not even a question, because I just think that Milwaukee Charlotte game, even though Milwaukee's won 7 straight and Charlotte, you know, has been a little bit banged up, I just think that is absolutely going to be the more competitive game, you know, not right. only high scoring, as you talked about with the total, yeah. But I think it's actually going to be a game. It's going to be a game that Giannis is probably going to play till or close till the end. You know, I don't think that's going to be the case with this Denver game with, you know, Nuggets in Orlando against the worst team in the NBA in the Magic at, you know, 4-18 and losers of 7 straight. What I will say, though, is that the Magic team is interesting from a Jock Market perspective in terms of who you might want to invest in, get your points from, make your money on, because obviously we know, like, you know, Suggs recently out indefinitely. Fultz right. is not going to play for a little while. You've already got Moore, Isaac, Carter Williams. They're not playing. Cole Anthony is probable. So it's noteworthy, you know, maybe there are fewer question marks for Orlando in that respect, but, you know, this is going to be a lower price, you know, kind of unsung guys step up sort of setting, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely one way to look at it. And I mean, Denver, you know, obviously they have Jokic and they're pretty big favorites, but they're also banged up at other positions. So I do kind of like this game, like overall, I almost feel like maybe the strategy here might be to like pay up for Giannis and then look at the other pieces in this Denver Orlando game. You mentioned like Cole Anthony. I mean, I think that's fine. You know, like again, just really banged up front for the Magic. So, you kind of like it when, I mean, again, like Cole Anthony is probably going to play tonight. He's not on the injury report or anything. Probable, sure, but that's only going to just draw people off him a little bit. So that's probably the player. I mean, I would end up paying up for. If this game does end up being close, it's going to play a ton of minutes. And realistically, like the matchup is better for him probably than anyone else on Orlando. But I also like, again, I mean, there's other players on Denver. I mean, they have a pretty big implied team total here. They're big favorites. You can think about Will Barton. I really like Jeff Green. who's been like really, really good of late for him anyways. And, you know, Orlando, not a good defensive team, especially against like small forwards and guards. So I think the value options on Denver are almost as appealing as paying up for Jokic tonight. And again, with another stud to pay up for in Giannis, I mean, I think that's one way to look at this game. You just, you maybe try and grab some guys on the cheap from Denver or Orlando and then pay up elsewhere.
So the Indy game here, I'm just sort of, you know, bouncing around a little bit, obviously, in the interest of time, too. But this, you know, Pacers contest.
Yep.
Let me see here. I just want to make sure. All right. So Pacers home against the Hawks. Holiday's out. Turner's questionable. Miles Turner right now. Reddish questionable on the other side. Bogdanovich is not going to play for the Hawks. But, you know, a guy who is going to be insanely popular tonight as things stand right now from a DFS perspective, and you might be able to take advantage of, obviously, from a jock market, you know, buying shares of perspective, is Chris Duarte. This guy is, you know, he's projected to be the highest owned player in DFS, north of 30%, 35%, somewhere in that vicinity. His jock market price right now is right about $2 fair IPO. If you want to take a look at the Osmo projections, dips down to about a buck fair IPO price. And he's someone that it's in a solid, solid spot to go off. Does he jump out to you?
I mean, I think he's probably more of a fade. I mean, we actually haven't projected for under like what he's kind of going for in terms of fair market. And I think that's fair. I mean, you look at him, like what he's done when he's gotten the opportunity. It's not like it's okay, but it's like, especially from a jock market perspective, is the upside there with him? I mean, he's not really a point per game player. Even if he plays a bunch, you know, like it's not the greatest matchup. No, I think it's actually a good fade spot personally. Like if he's going to be a popular target, the player I actually really like in this game is, Clint Capella on the other side. Indy gives up a lot of rebounds, to opposing, like centers and power forwards. Capella is super upside, target. You know, you just look back at his jock market finishes too. I mean, when he goes off for like a top three finish. So, you know, we have him projected pretty strongly too. And, you know, again, with like, you know, Turner being out and Indy a little bit banged up. I mean, I think that really sort of just ups the upside for a guy like Capella. Pretty close game. Well, actually really close game projected. It's also like the second highest scoring game on the slate in terms of over under too. So one, you could attack with like multiple players, but I kind of like Capella on the spot, probably the most out of anyone in this game.
What about Caris LeVert?
Yeah, LeVert's, I mean, I would rather take LeVert than Duarte just because I feel like LeVert is a player who, his minutes have been going up, which is nice. He got some banged up players. Maybe Indy just chooses to play him a little bit more with Turner out and have an extra scoring option. And he's a player we know just from past history. I mean, he can easily go off for well over a fantasy point per minute in a matchup like this. So, yeah, probably not going to cost you much. I haven't checked his projections on Osmo yet today, but I really don't mind that at all, especially if you want to attack this game
for about 25 points.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, that's fine. I mean, he's not as consistent. He's definitely like the kind of the epitome of a boom or bust guy, but
yeah.
You know, you look back, I just think that he's not going to be popular either, which is fine. So, a player you could certainly pick up for cheap. And I think with the Turner news, like it's kind of like just going to open up a little bit of the floor for him. So maybe, yeah, again, maybe not the greatest matchup, but we do have a pretty, really close game expected. His minutes have been up there. At some point, you'll probably see him post like a bit of a better game than he's been doing. So
there are a couple other games right now that just, again, loads of questions leading up to lock, which is still several hours away, but this Timberwolves Wizards game. Okay. So for Washington, we know what that's going to look like. Holiday's not playing. Everybody else will be out there, at least expects to be. For Minnesota, though, you got Edwards, Vanderbilt, McDaniels, all questionable with Beverly out. So who's in a good position to step up there for that team on, you know, for Minnesota right now?
Yeah, good question, man. I mean, it's, you know, obviously super, you know, we have questions to be answered there as well. I mean, you could, I feel like, you know, D'Angelo Russell is in a pretty good spot here. I mean, he's going to play a ton of minutes. That's probably who I would target over Karl-Anthony Towns, who always just will probably get more bids on him than Russell. But you've got to figure with just how weak, you know, Washington is as like a, well, can be as a team and a target here. And I mean, again, we've got, you know, the Timberwolves as small underdogs, but I mean, a pretty close game. And I mean, this game is kind of just like the epitome of a lot of the games. You know, it's a two, I think we've got like four games with a 216 total right now. This is one of them. And they're all kind of close games on the slate tonight too. So, you know, the Timberwolves just coming in as underdogs might even be just a little bit underrated here, but with all those injuries, like, you know, you've got the kind of the guarantee, I don't want to say guaranteed, but you've got like a really good floor with Russell, just with the minutes that, you know, he's going to play. And I mean, his upside has been there a little bit in the past. You know, his last two games out, he's finished fourth and 10th in the Jock Market rankings. Really good return over his last two games as well. So he's kind of picked it up from that perspective. That's probably who I would be targeting. I'm not actually sure where we have him ranked again, another player in the projections, but I kind of remember him being a little bit higher than his Jock Market fair price. But regardless, I mean, yeah, Russell's is a fairly strong play as well. But that's kind of who I like. And I think on the other side, one player Russell's I don't mind targeting.
$5 is his projection, and okay, or fair IPO projection, and then right around 32 points.
Okay, so again, I mean, that's kind of what you expect. Good floor with D'Angelo Russell. Not a shock there. And on the other side, I think Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is interesting. He's been playing better. Getting, you know, the minutes have been up there for him as well. It's certainly not a bad matchup with, you know, with guys like Beverly questionable and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's an interesting game as well. Another one you could choose to target for multiple points. I don't think you have to pay up for the studs necessarily, but with the injury news, again, there's kind of opportunity everywhere tonight. And I kind of like Caldwell Pope as someone maybe to just pick up for cheap.
You know, the guy I was going to point out to you, because I mean, we've got him projected for very cheap. Again, he's going to be a popular DFS play tonight, I think, as a value guy. Taurean Prince in that game for Minnesota. I mean, we've got him for the fair IPO right now at 20 cents, and he's projected for about 15 points.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, getting opportunity, which you love. I mean, you know, again, we don't really like have a huge sample size on him. I mean, but you know, he's gone off for like over a fantasy point per game in a few spots now. He's also had some, like, you know, like he played 23 minutes his last game and he had like 8 fantasy points or something. So
yeah,
is a bit of a boomer bust player, Prince. I mean, I think we know that by now, but when he starts to rack up like those peripheral points, I mean, which he can do, like with the rebounds and stuff and the blocks, I mean, I think it's fine, especially against a team like Washington, who doesn't really like have a super, you know, what you'd call great inside presence or anything like that. So
our Osmo Plus NBA Express Weekly Pass, we encourage you to check it out. We always do, folks. It's just, you know, it's not even $5 a week. $4.95 is the best way to introduce yourself to all things Osmo tools, especially surrounding the NBA. Osmo Plus NBA included access to our NBA DFS projections, ownership rankings, lineup builder, big board player values, everything we have to offer for showdown, single game contests, obviously overall full slate, classic, all of that good stuff, player projections, ownership projections, all the stuff that I already mentioned. Make sure you dive in, because all the tools, all the resources, everything Jeff and I have been mentioning, everything that everybody on all these shows mentions to you, it's all available to you. You know, we're not just hoarding all this info for ourselves. It's all available to you, and you know, give it a shot. It's not even $5 a week. Play a head-to-head with a buddy, as I always say. You know, take that money and then go ahead, enter it into a larger GPP and see if you can really cash in big. NBA Express Osmo Plus Weekly Pass. Head on over to Osmo Plus. Join now. Pick up your pass. It's $4.95. Stop guessing. Start winning. Play Osmo Plus today and join Osmo Plus today. We encourage that you do so. So another game very similar to what we were just talking about before we run out of time. Again, questions and loads of questions that we're going to have for, I think, the next like 9 hours before this game happens. That's the Kings at the Clippers. Kings have lost their last two. Clippers have won two in a row. But right now for Sacramento, Bagley, Barnes, Harkless, they are all questionable. Yeah. So, you know, it's obviously if we find out that Barnes and or Bagley get ruled out for this game, it's going to open up all sorts of value that, you know, it's tough to even fully, you know, speculate right now. But what I will tell you, you know, you could look at it, you could say that, you know, Metu's in a really solid spot, obviously. You know, he's a guy that we talk about every once in a while. You know, probably the biggest one in that game, but who jumps out at you?
Yeah, I mean, Metu is the guy who, I mean, I think people, especially just for DFS tonight, will be gravitating towards with the injuries. No question. I mean, for Jock Market, again, like you have to consider, I mean, everybody knows it's kind of like, you know, what you call like a crowded trade, I guess, from a stock market perspective, where everyone's going to be kind of piling in, trying to grab shares. And also when everyone's on one player, like people will also trying to be get out at the same time. Right. So, you know, again, it's one of those spots where, you know, the player, like it's a good spot. I'm not going to talk against it, but you know, like he played 36 minutes since the last game. He averaged under a fantasy point per minute. He's been well under a fantasy point per minute in like a couple of those other games. I just don't know if with how popular he might be on this slate that I necessarily want to pay up for him. I mean, you have to see how the IPO, it's just a player. Maybe it's probably a good in-game spot for him. You know, I mean, again, with, you know, waiting for the IPO, which is probably going to be competitive. Not like my favorite, I guess, because again, it just, you got to take that jock market mentality. You've really kind of just got to, you almost got to lay off the FOMO here with guys like that, in my opinion. I mean, he may have hit his upside in his last game with like the 35 points or whatever, which is fine. But he's also shown the propensity to like be well under a fantasy point per minute. So I think there's bust potential. This game is a tough one. I mean, it really is. I mean, Paul George, you know, I guess you could make the case that maybe like this is a good spot with how banged up the Kings are, but I just think there's better players to pay up for. And we've talked about a few of them for sure already. So I don't know. This is a game I almost feel like just laying off completely, but you know, it's another one of those ones with like a 216 total. You know, you've got guys down there, Zubik. I mean, you can even think about De'Aaron Fox. We don't have like a huge projection on De'Aaron Fox today, but I kind of like Fox just from the perspective of like, he will just tend to go off. I mean, I like targeting players in the jock market format where, you know, they have the ceiling. I mean, yeah, the you know, De'Aaron Fox will post some pretty bad games, but he's also got, you know, a 200% ROI return, 100% ROI return in his last 10 starts on jock markets. So I guess you could think about that. This isn't a game that I have a ton of interest in, though, for at least right now, just because there's question marks. And I don't know. I just don't really like a ton of these players, right, to be honest.
A couple other guys who could be good plays tonight. We won't talk about them, but I'll just rattle off the names for you. Beyond guys that we've already talked about, obviously, Cam Reddish, KJ Martin, Mike Muscala, Terrence Ross, all guys that you may want to attempt to take advantage of tonight, obviously. We remind you, check out the Osmo Plus NBA Weekly Express, not even $5 a week, $4.95. And of course, if you're watching along on YouTube, like, subscribe in particular. We want to, you know, get up toward 75, 80,000 subscribers on the Osmo YouTube page. That would be awesome. And look, you're not done hearing about that over the course of the day, because there's more Osmo programming coming your way. In about a half hour, you will have the NHL Strategy Show that is going to feature let's see, it'll be Cliffy and Harris. So no Moose on that one, even though hockey, a bread and butter for this guy as well. At 4 o'clock, No House Advantage NFL Strategy Show. That'll be Eitan and Greg. Alex and Bearded Adam at 4:45 Eastern Time for the NBA Deeper Dive. And then at 6, NBA Live Before Lock with my guys Eric and Greg will be coming up for that one. So it should be a lot of fun, a lot of great content coming your way. I'll be back with you tomorrow with Aaron Berg, looking ahead to the Thursday night NFL game. Hard to believe, you know, it's another NFL week upon us already. These things are coming fast and furious, Moose. But listen, I need you to just take a deep breath. Recognize that this whole like five sports going on at once thing for you is not going to last forever. Going to be okay. It's the holiday season. We have much to be thankful for.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you know, again, you know, hopefully this provided a little bit of clarity for people. A lot of, you know, last minute things going to be dropping in NBA like there is every night. But again, I mean, I love the jock market format. If you guys haven't checked it out, I definitely recommend it for NBA. And I mean, good luck to everybody tonight. Things break your way in the jock market streets. So.
Thanks for being with us. Our producer, Mike Awesome Yo, is going to play us out. Happy holidays, everybody. We're going to tell you that all month long, to the point where Mariah Carey is actually going to show up here on the stream and sing to you. I promise. Really, hold me to that. We'll see you guys later.